Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Rob, you know that I love randomly arguing about a list. So Fox Sports put out their half-decade team. So, you know, we're 5 years in. We're heading into the next five. Who were the best players for the first 5 years of the decade? Well, at quarterback, you will not be shocked. It's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Listen to this. So they're doing this. They're projecting it out. So this isn't just the first 5 years. They're doing this like what they think the all decade is going to be at the end of the decade. So still five more years to go. They have running back Bijan Robinson. They think he's going to be the all decade running back at the end of this thing. They had him with a slight edge over Jahmyr Gibbs. We can skip fullback.
Hold on. They had him over Jahmyr Gibbs?
They had Jahmyr Gibbs. They think that the first team and second team all-decade running back is going to be Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs.
The projection on those two must be bananas, because didn't Derrick Henry rush for 2,000 yards this decade? Hadn't that happened? Like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Continue to wide receiver. It threw me off a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm back. Wide receiver. Let's go.
At wide receiver, Brian Thomas, Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers. That's who they think is going to be the all-decade wide receivers. At tight end, Brock Bowers. Certainly makes a lot of sense. Had a great rookie season. Kelce, you think this is his last year, so Brock Bowers has a little bit to go. I actually think Kelce will probably still be the second team tight end for the all-decade. He plays this year. He played half of the decade. He will have won, three Super Bowls during that stretch, was an all-pro. I still think Kelce has a chance of being at least second team all-pro. Wouldn't be shocked if he's the first team all-decade. Let's skip the offensive line. I don't think you care that much about that. For pass rushers, Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson. For interior D-line, Jalen Carter, Quinnen Williams. I would be stunned if Chris Jones is not on this team. I understand that we're projecting a little bit, but I would be very, very stunned if for the all-decade team, Chris Jones wasn't on there. Right now, Chris Jones holds the title. I mean, at one point, Aaron Donald had the crown. Aaron Donald retired, and the best interior defensive lineman in the National Football League was him. Now, it might be Jalen Carter in 2027 for the rest of the decade, but as of right now, we know who's holding the crown. I think Chris Jones, especially with his contribution to the team of the decades, Chris Jones should absolutely be on that team. At linebacker, they have Fred Warner, Jack Campbell for the Lions, and Ejuron Cooper for the Green Bay Packers. At corner, Patrick Surtain and Derek Stingley. Trent McDuffie, they have him as the slot corner for this team. And his safeties, they have Kyle Hamilton and Kirby Joseph. That is what they have as the projected all-decade team as we are halfway through. You mentioned what you thought about running back. What do you think of the rest of this team?
I mean, the projections are doing a lot of heavy lifting on this team. Like, don't get me wrong, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas are really good. Like, I am not here to run down those guys. They are really good football players, and they will play 6 years in this decade. But do we think that their numbers from 2024 to 2030 are going to look better than, I don't know, Tyreek Hill's numbers from 2020 to whenever he's done? Like, that's a lot of projection. That's a lot of pushing forward. I feel the same way. You said it perfectly about Chris Jones. Like, Jalen Carter's going to be that guy, but you get two D tackles. The person who has been that guy should be on that list. I am curious what Fox's projection system is, because it felt like if you were a rookie or a second year guy, you got an absolute kiss and got really favorable work on this list. Where if you're a guy who 5 years in the decade has put in a lot of work, they just feel like you're going to fall off the map. So it's very projection forward is my early, early reaction.
No, 100%. And that's why on here it says we tried to project a combination of current stars, rising stands out, and some of those players, which I certainly understand. If you're going to project this thing out, you do need to have a little bit of a mix. There's going to be somebody that pops up starting this year. They'll play the next 5 years, and you'll look at them and say, that was a really, really good player. So I certainly understand that, but you are right. I mean, I guess at running back, I probably would go ahead and put Derrick Henry in there. I mean, I just saw Saquon Barkley help lead a team to a Super Bowl. Bijan's had a great start to his career. I would be a little bit surprised if we think for the 2020s, that Bijan Robinson was the best running back over a decade stretch. He's not even considered to be the best running back now. He hasn't been the best running back at any point up for the first 5 years of the decade. You think he's going to have an incredible next 5 years if that's how you feel about him. I really like Jahmyr Gibbs. I just would be stunned if he's a first-team guy. He screams possible second-team or honorable mention kind of player to me, and I love Jahmyr Gibbs. I actually think for the most part at wide receiver, they kind of got it right. I mean, I would put Ja'Marr Chase in this conversation, him and Justin Jefferson. You're right, a big projection with Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. This is a very interesting list that I saw from Fox Sports and kind of how they were looking at this thing and kind of projecting it just a little bit.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.